This morning we're joined by Tom Smith, and Tom is the new member for Bundaberg in State Parliament. Tom, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations. It was a pretty torrid old time there. It went right down to the wire. What did it end up? Nine votes?
Nine votes in the end. So 4.2% margin in the end. But you know, in that 2 weeks' time of the counting, it was great for me because I just got out there and I enjoyed what we have on offer here in Bundy. Yep. So it was great for me.
Fabulous stuff. Now, you've had a baptism of fire, I should say, because you've basically come straight out, found out that you've won the election, got endorsed and bang, Parliament.
That's the way. So declared on Friday, down Parliament for 3.5 weeks that following Monday. So we got to come up, did the Saturday and the Sunday and then fly back down again. But it's great to be back in Bundy here for the long stretch now, which will be fantastic.
Okay, so what sort of things happened in Parliament? I know you've walked into it basically fresh, but it was a pretty busy time with budgets and what have you.
That's right. So the Palaszczuk government delivered their budget. We made that promise that following the election, we'd deliver a budget before Christmas, and we've done that. And it's a budget that really delivers for Bundy. You know, we have in there over $10 million worth of school infrastructure projects. We're already seeing out at Bundaberg State High School, the $8.6 million learning centre is sort of almost halfway up. That'll be finished in the new year. We had the Treasurer come up this week. We announced some great stuff. So we got $42.5 million for ISIS Highway, $42.5 million for the Bundy East flood levy, which is something that I really fought for this election. Yep. And it's what people want. You know, and we just need the federal government to come on board, share that other 50% of the cost, and then we can put roughly close to 700 jobs in play and build that Bundy East levy, keep people safe.
What are your outlook for Bundaberg with regards to where you are now that you are the member for Bundaberg and you're in government, so you can do jobs? Have you got anything apart from those things that you want to look at and get through Parliament?
Absolutely. Well, obviously the big one is we had the Premier come up and announce a preferred location for the new hospital. Yeah, that's a big ticket item that we want to deliver here in Bundaberg and for the whole region as well. So what we have is the $6.7 million business case is coming through early next year. We'll be able to look at that, but we're also taking on community feedback and stakeholder feedback through a survey. So people out there in the community, go into the Wide Bay Health and Hospital Service website, and you can actually put your feedback through a survey, and that's the best way. You know, this is going to be our hospital, so it needs to be our voices that are heard.
I guess you're not going to get much time for Christmas, are you, really, because you're up and running.
That's right. Look, I'm going all the way up to Christmas Eve. I'm going to drive down on Christmas Day, see my grandma, come back up, be back out at the Speedway for Boxing Day, and, you know, what a great way to spend Boxing Day. Let's get along to a local event.
Fabulous stuff. All right, Tom, nice to meet you. Congratulations again. And, well, let's hope that your 4 years goes very well.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.